This is the West Kent Radio News feature. Hello, I'm Alex Hakes. For centuries, choirs have been largely associated with religious or classical music, but there has been a cultural revolution of sorts in recent years. The introduction of popular mainstream music has attracted a new wave of singers eager to join a communal sing-along. An estimated 2.8 million Britons are now members of a choir, so I went along to St James Church in Tunbridge Wells to meet local rock choir leader Pippa Binham to find out what the appeal is.
Rock choir is for the people who've been singing in their shower, who like singing in their car, rather than having something which is quite staid and formal. It's about having fun and being in the moment. You don't have to be particularly musical. Indeed, you don't actually have to be able to sing or read music. It's just about having fun, being with friends, like-minded people who love music, love singing, and enjoy the thrill of music together.
The informal, relaxed format appeals to local Alex Britcher, who was quick to sign up when the rock choir family spread to Tunbridge Wells.
I love singing and I've wanted to be in a choir for ages, and there are no auditions, no, you know, having to sing first in front of someone, so I thought I'd go along and give it a go.
While clearly a fun pastime, numerous studies have proven the physical and psychological benefits of singing in a choir. The physiological benefits include improved breathing, posture and muscle tension, and can even be effective in pain relief and sustaining a healthy immune system. Regular choir members report that learning new songs helps their memory, as singing has been shown to help those suffering from dementia. There is also substantial evidence that singing can improve our sense of happiness and well-being. The satisfaction of performing together is associated with the activation of the brain's reward system, which keeps people like Alex coming back for more.
Oh, it's been amazing, the singing. The emotionally, physically, psychologically, it's just fantastic. You can be exhausted at the end of a day, had an awful day, and you come along to choir and you leave so full of beans, absolutely floating. It's calming, it's relaxing, it's a great friendship basis. Physically you feel better. And where else do you get to shout out loud without getting told off?
The genuine camaraderie amongst the Rockies is palpable. Whether joyfully belting out Wham's Wake Me Up Before You Go-Go or crying through Christina Perry's beautifully mournful A Thousand Years, it is a truly cathartic experience. In an often alienating modern world where many of our social interactions are conducted remotely via Facebook and Twitter, community singing is very effective in broadening social networks. But technology proved invaluable during the pandemic, keeping choir members connected and their spirits lifted.
Well, I think rock choir did quite well during the pandemic compared to some choirs. We took everything online. All our music was done via Zoom. It's not the same as being in the room, of course, but it was the best that we could make of that situation. And I know from so many different people's testimonies that it really got them through that really, really dark time.
So you don't need to have the vocal range of Whitney Houston to feel the benefits of singing in a choir. According to Pippa and Alex, everyone can and should sing.
Don't be scared at all. Come along. Everyone's really friendly. We've all been there as our first time going along, so we all understand. Everyone's really nice, really welcoming. Come along and just have a go.
I'm Alex Hakes for West Kent Radio.